Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. Today we're discussing one of the biggest misconceptions in the crypto space, those massive sudden price drops you see across assets like XRP, Bitcoin, and Ethereum. Some suggest they are not natural market moves. What we're observing are coordinated, engineered crashes.
A coordinated crash? I thought the market was just reacting to inflation data or geopolitical news, which is what the headlines always say.
Exactly. And of course, that plays a part. But often the moves we're seeing are synthetic, engineered, and designed with one primary goal: to shake you out of your position so that institutions and whales can scoop up retail-owned assets at a discount. The news cycle, filled with scary stories about geopolitical concerns or the Fed signaling disaster, is often a cover story. The real reason the crash happens is because institutions are selling in size at that same moment.
So they cause the fear and then they cause the crash? But how do they profit if they're selling?
Actually, they profit twice. While they unload massive amounts of crypto, creating these artificial dumps, they have already set up short positions in advance. So they make money from the short bets when the price drops, and then they make money a second time by buying back at the panic lows. We're talking about moves that have wiped out hundreds of millions in long positions across the market in minutes. That's not random. That's engineered.
Okay, but where does the institutional power to pull this off come from?
The key mechanism right now is the ETF structure, which gives firms like BlackRock, Fidelity, and Grayscale incredible control. When investors sell their ETF shares, the managers are required to sell the underlying asset. But here's the loophole. BlackRock's rules, for example, allow them a 21-day window to sell that underlying Bitcoin.
Wait, they can time the sale however they want within those 3 weeks?
Precisely. They can choose to dump billions of dollars worth of Bitcoin all at once, creating a shockwave. Because they know when they're going to pull the trigger, they can perfectly position themselves with short trades beforehand. We've seen this play out recently. BlackRock's iBit ETF had $1.2 billion in outflows, resulting in a 10% drop in Bitcoin. Fidelity saw a $500 million ETH outflow, which led to a 12% crash in Ethereum.
And for a smaller cap asset like XRP or Solana, that shockwave gets magnified because of the lower liquidity. A simple wave in Bitcoin becomes a tsunami in, say, XRP.
Exactly. And this leads us to the predictable four-step cycle they rely on. If you understand the rhythm, you stop reacting emotionally and start being the counterparty. 1. The setup. Institutions quietly position themselves by building short positions or arranging ETF outflows. Charts are calm. 2. The spark. Fear-driven headlines hit the media right as institutions start selling into the market. 3. The cascade. Prices fall sharply, triggering stop losses and liquidating leverage traders, which magnifies the selling pressure. And finally, 4. The harvest. Institutions start buying back at the lows, sometimes with a sudden reversal candle, reloading their bags at the cheapest prices.
So the opportunity isn't to chase the rally, it's to wait for the engineered dump and ride the sharp rebound.
That's right. The short-term volatility is engineered, but the long-term direction is driven by fundamentals. For example, in the case of XRP, the long-term remains strong because of its unique utility: institutional demand. Institutions want exposure to XRP due to its core role in cross-border settlement and enterprise adoption. Every engineered dump is an opportunity for them to reload their XRP bags for long-term positioning. Then we have the ETF milestone. The approval of an XRP ETF is not the end game. It's the entry ticket. It allows the asset to move from a speculative asset to an alternative asset class alongside commodities and real estate. Finally, accessibility. An ETF makes XRP legitimacy and accessibility combine, allowing anyone to buy exposure with a click in their brokerage account, which is a tidal wave of new participation.
So, in essence, the manipulation cycles will continue because retail investors keep reacting emotionally. But those cycles don't change the underlying bullish fundamentals driven by technology and institutional adoption.
Precisely. The approval of digital asset ETFs represent a milestone, not just for digital tokens and coins, but for the evolution of finance itself. Understanding this cycle is the key to navigating the historic journey ahead. As ever, education and this level of insight is essential if retail are to survive and thrive in digital assets that are not only new to the world, but also providing universal and unequivocal access by ordinary people for the first time in financial history.
Fascinating. And as we know, a major ethos of the DBM Academy is to highlight how the big players operate so that retail can tap into the same rhythm as the institutions. Perpetually building a strong balance sheet based on globally connected value and providing ongoing access to working capital. It's quite a skill to own. Be sure to keep up with the latest ways we turn digital asset equity into liquidity events and cash flows at dbm.academy. See you there!